Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, I'd like to introduce our girl, Alexa. It's busted up Amazon Echo. Good friends with Brian.
You guys make it sound like that's my only friend. I just sit in the office all morning long just talking to an Amazon Echo.
I think it's so, because you said your roommate hasn't been around for like 4 weeks, bro. So I think Alexa's just kind of keeping you company.
I mean, how can I do, man? My man Ryan's in love. Like, I'll never see him again. It's just me talking to Alexa all day.
He's that one friend, as soon as he gets into a relationship, he disappears.
I love those friends.
Do you?
Yeah.
You hate those because you're single.
What? Really?
It's no, like, I'm just saying, you miss him.
It's like the movie. It's
I
like
need
the movie.
That. I need some wing woman.
It's the movie Bambi. Chelsea just watches them all just trickle off.
Aww. Oh, well, this is depressing now. So good times.
Your girl's Alexa here, though. She has your back.
Yeah, she always does.
She's really girl power. All right, the first question is from Madison in Santa Clarita, and she says, "Hey Alexa, should I be concerned about how much food I'm going to eat during the holidays?"
Yes, you should absolutely be concerned about how much you eat during the holidays.
That's messed up.
You should be concerned that you are not eating enough.
That's right.
It is your obligation during the holidays to eat as much food as is physically possible, and then eat more. Sorry, those aren't my rules. Those are the rules that we all have to live by during the holidays. You don't get a cheat day. It is called a cheat season. You need to pig out on food relentlessly to show respect.
That's true.
There you go, man. You know my favorite thing, and thank you, Alexa, for backing us up on that, is the leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff, you know that? Mm. Like, those leftovers are good till, like, Christmas.
Well, you make a sandwich out of them, too.
Yeah, you just keep going, man. I love that.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in college, I was at the University of Laverne. I went back to Seattle for Thanksgiving. My mom was super concerned. We didn't have any food, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm going to pack you a checked bag full of food,
wow.
Right? So she wrapped up all this stuff in tin foil, like a full ham in tin foil, like stuffing everything. She put, like, cooling devices like, little frozen blocks inside the bag. Of course, the bag on the way back here to Ontario Airport gets lost.
No!
Yeah.
That quote unquote lost.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Except for the people checking the bags.
That's
were,
right.
Like, having a feast.
They called me like 3 weeks later and, like, hey, we got your bag. And it's like some old busted check bag. And they're like, do you want it? I was like, nah.
No. You can take care of that. That's your problem now.
Unwrap that 3 week old ham.
Yes.
All right, this next question is from Jeff in Studio City.
What up, Jeff?
Hey, Alexa, should I drink at my company holiday party this year?
Uh-oh.
Ha 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 ha. No, you should definitely not drink at your work holiday party, unless you love embarrassing yourself in front of your coworkers.
So true.
I am convinced that is the only reason that companies have holiday parties, so they can get a bunch of dirt on the people that they work with. That being said, going to a work party and staying sober is a great way to get a little leverage on your bosses for a promotion. Just get them all drunk and then make sure you take videos of them doing stupid stuff. Wait. Did I just pitch blackmail as a way to get a raise? Oh, well. I bet it would work.
I mean, it'd be a strong move.
That's tough, man. That's always a thing. Like, I feel there's the last company I worked at, we used to make bets on, like, who was going to hook up, who was going to be, like, the drunkest. Like, it always got wild.
Did you work on the production of The Bachelor?
Actually, I did work on that show at one point in my career. So
we should make, for everybody, we should make a holiday party bingo where we have a bingo board, and if you see it at your company, holiday party, like, yeah, people hooking up in the coffee room. Someone too drunk. Someone telling a story about their wife and their wife pissed.
Kind of like that game Clue. Where you're just trying to guess where people are going to get it on.
Exactly. All right, last question from Noel in Seal Beach. Hey, Alexa, what do you think about wearing stretchy pants?
What? Stretchy pants are the greatest invention in the history of inventions. At this point, I don't know why anybody makes pants that aren't stretchy pants. Ha 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 ha. Who doesn't want pants that grow with you during the day? Nobody likes feeling like a big old fatso after eating or drinking at a party or barbecue. Mm-hmm. I think stretchy pants are a metaphor for modern day life. We all want flexibility and to not hate ourselves and feel like shit when we eat enough food to feed a small village.
Amen, sister!
I'll tell you what, I haven't worn jeans in probably 4 months. Because doing this morning show, I feel like I will admit there was last week, I put jeans on and drove a block and went back
put
my yoga pants on again because it's too, like, why? Why
would I put,
yeah, like, these yoga pants are everything.
It's these bagel Mondays. We got.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
I'm not going to lie. I secretly envy my wife who's pregnant right now. She has those, like, pregnant pants.
Like the stretchy top.
And, yeah, it's got a little stretchy, like kangaroo pouch for her little belly. And I'm just like, damn, I wish I had those when I go eat tacos. You know what I'm saying? Gordito problems.
Everyone should get a pass to wear those kangaroo pouch pants on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Just post up on the couch and watch football.
Seriously.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.